Thank you all for being here. My dad and I were just sitting up here talking, looking out. Thank you. We never would have imagined back in the early 70s when we started coming to the games that something like this would be possible. And you really honor us all, as well as the great players from the past who were really here to celebrate with your presence. The last couple of years, when we start this ceremony, we always point out the same thing, which is when we built Gillette Stadium, when we first conceived of it in the late 90s, our family said to ourselves, it'll be so cool once the stadium is up and running if we could build a Hall of Fame just for the Patriot players and contributors who laid the foundation for this franchise. And thank you. And a couple of years after Gillette was built, we were able to start on the mission to do that. And our idea was not only to build a building that could memorialize the amazing careers of the men that are sitting in front of us and up here on the stage, but the whole history of the team, and do it in a way that was interactive, and do it in a way in which many younger generations could come and experience the building. And to create a program that would do that, we teamed up with an amazing New England company, Raytheon, who is busy keeping all of the American Patriots safe and in great shape overseas all over this world. And they said to us, in order to keep doing the work we do, we need great young Americans who can't play football professionally to become scientists and engineers and to embrace math. And the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, uses football as a medium to help teach math and science to kids Monday through Friday, but then also memorialize the great legacy of our players. So please, when you get a chance, come visit. We're very proud of it. And if you're out here today, it means you're passionate about the team, and we think you'll enjoy it. So thank you again for being here today. When I was a little boy, my mother used to tell my brothers and I we had to get up at 7 o'clock for school. But I used to set my alarm, starting when I was 8, when I got a clock radio, for 6:44 a.m. And the reason I set my clock radio for 6:44 a.m. was because there was no ESPN, there was no Comcast Sportsnet, there was no internet, there was no talk radio, sports talk radio. And I used to get my sports news from Gil Santos at quarter of the hour and at 7:15 on BZAM. The Carl D'Souza Show, for those of you older guys here. But Gil wasn't just the voice of sports for me. He was the voice of my favorite team, the New England Patriots. And when my dad started bringing myself, my brother Danny, to the games, we all used to have transistor radios because there was no delay issue with the FCC and bad words getting on, and you could actually listen and be in time with the game. And we used to sit in the stands and listen to Gil's voice, that amazing voice of power and authority, but also warmth. He welcomed you in. You felt like you were listening to a member of your family, and he knew the game of football. And with his amazing partner, Gino, they told the story of the Patriots for many, many, many years. And my favorite Gil story, as it relates to the team, is a year after we bought the club, the end of 94, the first year we owned the team, our radio deal was coming up for the 95 season. And we felt that the right thing to do for the fan base of New England, it hadn't been done in the NFL yet, was to put the team on FM radio. FM was the future. It provided a much better sound quality. You could feel the game through the radio. And when we sat down with the people at WBCN to start the negotiations, we said, we have one thing that will cause us to walk away from the table, and it's a pretty aggressive ask. And that is that a gentleman who's on a competing radio station, because in those days, WBZ was owned by a separate company than the one that owned WBCN, we said, Gil Santos is going to keep his morning radio job there, but he has to be the voice of the Patriots, and he has to come with his partner, Gino. In today's world, where you see guys from all different media outlets cross-promoting, it's not a strange thing. In those days, it was unheard of. And fortunately, Mel Karmazin and Tony Berardini agreed with my dad and I. And that allowed Gilsett, allowed the Patriots to go to FM radio, which we think is part of what changed the face of this franchise, and allowed the greatest play-by-play caller in football history to take his great pipes to the FM dial. He has called 745 games for the Patriots out of 746 possible games. He's called 33 of our 41 playoff games. And most importantly, he has called plays of every single player who is in this hall, every single one, and for at least the next 15, if not 20 years, that'll be the case also. It is a true honor and privilege to now call up the man who forever, there'll be others who call the games, but the man who will forever be the voice of the New England Patriots, Gil Santos.
Just give me a moment here, please. I have a few thousand chosen words to say. I'm not gonna keep you here all day, believe me. But first of all, thank you all for being here. Nice crowd. Today, quite frankly, is the high point of my broadcast career of more than 50 years, to be selected to the Patriots Hall of Fame. I want to thank Robert Kraft, Jonathan, the Kraft family. I want to thank Bill Belichick, his assistant coaches, all the Patriots players, all of the previous coaches, assistants, players, over 36 years. It's a lot of years and a lot of players and a lot of games. But let me assure you, it was never a job. It was an honor. It was a privilege. And I'm delighted to have been able to do it for all that time. Now, there are several other people I have to thank. My wife of 52 years, Roberta, sitting right down there. We started dating when I was 19 and she was 17. So she's put up with me for a long time. And she should be in the Wives Hall of Fame. And she was there at the beginning of my broadcast career in dusty high school gymnasiums and open-air football stadiums, sitting out in the crowd and getting rained on. She's been there with me through it all, the highs, the lows, the good, the bad. And I love her very, very much. I want to thank my children. My son Mark, who works at the Hall of Fame, and now that I'm in there, he'll never be able to get away from me. Our daughter Kathy, and our two beautiful grandchildren, Jacob and Hannah. I want to thank them, along with my relatives who are here, and my close friends, for all of their love and support over all the years. I also want to thank everybody that worked with me on the broadcasts. Gino Cappelletti, of course. Scott Zolak. Mark Capello, our great producer, Roger Holman, our terrific statistician, Dennis Knutson, our engineer. Just a bunch of great guys, because I can assure you of this, no one gets into any Hall of Fame anywhere by himself. You got to be part of something. And we were part of a broadcast team, and we had a lot of fun describing a lot of games and came up with 3 Super Bowl championships. Now, I've just got a few more things I want to mention. First of all, I'm a first-generation American. My parents were born in Portugal. They came to America, met here, and married here. And when I was a kid, I didn't learn to speak English until just before I went to the first grade, because my grandfather lived with us, and he didn't speak English, so in the house we spoke Portuguese. So they taught me to speak English just before I went to the first grade, and I find it ironic that 60-some-odd years later, I'm going into the Patriots Hall of Fame for my ability to speak English. And I'll tell you this, I always wanted to be a sports announcer. I was 10 years old, listening to a Rose Bowl game on a January 1st afternoon in Fairhaven, and it was snowing. And the Rose Bowl game came on late afternoon, and Mel Allen was the play-by-play man, who I thought was the greatest of all time. And Mel Allen said, you know, good afternoon, everyone, from sunny Pasadena, California. It's the Rose Bowl game between, I don't know, Ohio State and Southern Cal. It's a beautiful day here. It's 80 degrees, sunshine. We're going to have a great day for football. I'm looking out the window, and it's snowing, and I'm thinking, now that's the job I want. And so, all these years later, I got it. I had a school teacher who had a premonition of this, I think. His name was Walter Wood, and at Fairhaven High School, he was the assistant principal and was my physics teacher. And he had a booming basso profundo voice that scared the life out of you. Well, whenever my parents would always go to parent-teacher night at the schools, right through grammar school and on through high school, and I always had to go with them. And they would tell the teacher, whoever it was, you can say whatever it is you want to say about Gilbert because he's standing right here and we want him to hear it from you. So Mr. Wood said to my parents, on this particular night, I was a senior in high school, he said, you know, Gilbert's not a bad boy. He doesn't get into any trouble. He said, but every time I turn around from the blackboard, he's blah, blah, blah to the guy on his right and blah, blah, blah to the one on his left and blah, blah, blah to the one behind him. I don't know what he's going to do for a living, but if he can get a job going blah, 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 he'll be fine. True story. It's been a great and wonderful ride for 36 years. I said it was never a job. It was always an honor and a privilege. Number one on my game list, the Super Bowl 36 win over the Rams. Number two, the Oakland game. Numbers 3 and 4, the next 2 Super Bowl wins, and all the other games are tied for 5th place. I could not have done it without the support of my loving family, my wife, my children, my grandchildren, my friends, my relatives, people all were very kind to me over the years and encouraged me. I would like to close by saying this. A couple of years ago, I was reading an article, and the article was about life in general. And the gentleman who wrote the article, at the end of it, posed a question to everybody who read it. And the question was, can you sum up your life in 6 words? And I thought about that for 10 seconds, and I said, absolutely, I can sum up my life in 6 words. I am a very lucky man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.